Manu Patra alerts dated the 5th of March 2020. Delhi court has issued fresh death warrant in the Nirbhaya gang rape and murder case for the execution of death sentences by hanging by the neck of four convicts on the 20th of March 2020 at 6 a.m. Delhi High Court has issued notices to Delhi Government, Commissioner of Delhi Police, and Ministry of Road Transport and Highways in a plea seeking on-the-spot compounding of traffic challenges under the Motor Vehicles Act, 1988. Delhi High Court has allowed Municipal Corporation of East Delhi's, MCD's, application for condonation of delay, subject to it planting 500 trees in the riot-affected areas of Delhi within 2 weeks. Madras High Court has held that Section 6 of the Mahatma Gandhi National Rural Employment Guarantee Act, MGNREGA, 2005 is not violative of Articles 14, 16 and 23 of the Constitution of India, 1949. Customs Excise and Service Tax Appellate Tribunal, New Delhi has held that banking services are related to the collection of export proceeds and has allowed refund claims of service tax. President of India, Mr. Ramnath Kovind, has rejected the mercy plea of Pawan Gupta, one of the four death row convicts in the Nirbhaya gang rape case. Supreme Court has asked Delhi High Court to fast-track hearing on public interest litigation seeking registration of first information reports against Bharatiya Janata Party functionaries Kapil Mishra, Anurag Thakur and Parvesh Verma for making allegedly inflammatory speeches which caused riots in Delhi. Supreme Court has ruled that an insurance company cannot deny the claim to the owner of a vehicle involved in a road accident if his driver had falsely claimed to be holding a valid driving license by producing a fake document. Supreme Court has held that a person cannot invoke the Right to Information Act, 2005 to get details of a case, which can be disclosed only as per rules framed by the High Court. The court further stated that the information held by the High Court on the judicial side is personal information of litigants. Supreme Court has said that the Income Tax Department's communication dated the 22nd of March, 2018 may be treated as a show cause notice and the cognizant is entitled to respond within 10 days. Supreme Court has held that the commencing point of limitation of 30 days under Section 13 of the Consumer Protection Act, 1986 would be from the date of receipt of the notice accompanied with the complaint by the opposite party, and not mere receipt of the notice of the complaint. Supreme Court has given time to center till the 6th of March, 2020 to make a statement on handing over a copy of the Central Bureau of Investigation, CBI, closure report in the disinvestment of Hindustan Zinc Limited. Lok Sabha has passed the Vivad Se Vishwas Bill, 2020, which aims to settle pending direct tax disputes in the country. Delhi High Court has sought responses of the Centre, Directorate General of Civil Aviation, IndiGo and Go Air on a plea seeking grounding of A320 neo aircraft with faulty engines. Delhi High Court has asked two real estate companies to deposit 50% of the alleged profiteered amount in separate funds, staying the order of National Anti-Profiteering Authority till the final ruling. Delhi High Court has granted time to P. Chidambaram and his son, Karthi Chidambaram, to respond to the Enforcement Directorate's, ED's, plea challenging their anticipatory bail in Esul Max's case. Delhi High Court has directed the Delhi University to deposit the inspection fee with the Bar Council of India, BCI, within 2 weeks. The court has also noted that the BCI would then carry out the inspection and take further steps for grant of approval to the Faculty of Law, University of Delhi. Allahabad High Court has directed all the courts to allow the appearance of advocates only upon the furnishing of their enrollment number from the 20th of March 2020. Bombay High Court has allowed the Enforcement Directorate, ED, to carry on with its 5th of March 2020 auction of paintings of Mayor of Modi, including rare paintings of M.F. Hussain and Manjeet Bawa that belong to Rahi Trust. National Company Law Appellate Tribunal has directed the Competition Commission of India to start probing Flipkart for alleged misuse of dominant position in the e-commerce market. National Company Law Appellate Tribunal has dismissed the pleas of auditors of Detrit Buyback Tax Cassid and Infrastructure Leasing and Financial Services Limited, IL&FS, Deloitte Haskins & Sells and KPMG AM, BSR and Associates, along with independent directors challenging their implement in the case of alleged fraud at a group firm IL&FS Financial Service Limited.